I'm April Cummings with your latest news. The Grant Court has dismissed all charges against Sandra Hill, who had faced allegations of blackmail and obstructing the course of justice arising from a civil dispute with businessman John Felder. Radio K-Man's Jevi Ebanks reports.
In her ruling, Justice the Honorable Emma Peters addressed two defense challenges. She rejected the claim that the proceedings were an abuse of process, but upheld the submission that the Crown had no case to answer. She found that in light of a previous Grand Court decision, a jury could not properly be instructed to determine guilt or innocence. Justice Peters emphasized that the DPP's office had acted appropriately in bringing the case and commended Crown Prosecutor Martin Mulgrew for his professionalism. However, she noted that the Crown was constrained by the evidence of the Crown before the court. The judge acknowledged that Ms. Hill's email contained language that was couched in a threatening tone, but found that the documents referenced were legitimate and had not been challenged for legality. She ruled that when viewed alongside the prior judicial direction, encouraging out-of-court settlement, the email did not amount to blackmail. The jury was discharged, and the case against Mrs. Hill has now concluded. Jevi Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
The case of Joseph Anthony Thomas is being sent to Grand Court, where he faces charges of rape and sexual communication with a child. The alleged victim is 14 and cannot be identified, of course, for legal reasons. Mr. Thomas has not yet entered a plea and is due to make his first Grand Court appearance on the 17th of April. He remains on bail under strict conditions, including reporting to police twice a week and staying away from any locations where the complainant may be present. A man accused of overstaying in the Cayman Islands for more than a year has been remanded in custody. Summary court has ordered Sanjay Wright remanded to His Majesty's Prison Northward on an immigration overstaying charge. Prosecutors tell the court Mr. Wright is accused of remaining in the Cayman Islands from the 13th of January, 2025, to the 5th of April, 2026, which is well beyond the time he was allowed to stay under the Customs and Border Control Act. The alleged breach falls under Section 105 of the law. The court also heard that further charges are expected, but no details so far on those offenses. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings. Now the BBC for stories making headlines around the world.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Iran and the United States have both said they're ready for further negotiations after agreeing a two-week ceasefire. Vice President J.D. Vance described the truce as fragile, but said a long-term deal could be reached if Tehran was willing to work in good faith. President Pezeshkian confirmed Iran's participation in talks with the U.S. in Pakistan. The truce was announced ahead of a deadline set up by President Trump. Global stock markets jumped by several percentage points on the news of the ceasefire, with oil prices plummeting. The International Maritime Organization chief says it's already working on a mechanism to ensure security of transit through the Strait of Hormuz. Despite the ceasefire, Kuwait says its air defences have been intercepting a wave of Iranian drones targeting oil facilities, power stations and water desalination plants. The UAE said it was tackling a missile threat. Israel has continued to carry out strikes in southern Lebanon and issue evacuation warnings for other parts of the country amid uncertainty over whether the deal includes Israel's war against Hezbollah. Prime Minister Netanyahu has insisted the conflict in Lebanon will continue. In other news, reports from Nigeria say gunmen have killed at least 20 people and abducted several others in Niger State. South Korea's military says North Korea has fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles towards the Sea of Japan. The launch follows Seoul's expression of regret on Monday over January's civilian drone incursions into the north. The AI company Anthropic has announced a new cybersecurity initiative with other big tech firms after warning its latest model had found vulnerabilities in every major operating system. Zimbabwe is introducing export quotas on lithium concentrate and require companies to commit to more local processing before shipments are allowed. That's the latest. BBC News.